And now we'd like to introduce Bernadette Leal. She was born and raised in Brazil, where she worked with Spiritism for more than 16 years. She also studied Spiritist philosophy at the Spiritist Federation of Sao Paulo. She worked with local Shantytowns in Brazil, teaching Spiritism to needy families. She moved to San Diego in California in 1996 and has been helping disseminate Spiritist ideas in English ever since. She has a passion for music and is a singer, a songwriter, performing and speaking in spiritual and Spiritist centers. Bernadette is currently a board member of the Spiritist Society of San Diego, and also she's a coordinator of the Youth Spiritist Education. She'll be talking about the role of education in the new era and the indigo and crystal children.
Hello, everyone. So let's start and really go on this trip together. Short period of time, but bear with me. All right, the role of education in the new era and the indigo and crystal children. So let's start talking a little bit of reincarnation, and it was really good because you just heard about it. Your reincarnatory plan. Before you were here today, there was a plan for you, and you were set a few goals. You had some purpose to be here today, and there are two of them. The number one is the universal goal, you know, the one that we all share, which is helping this world to become a better place. And the second one is your individual goal. That's what makes you unique, different. It's something that I have to do, that you have to do, that's different. And when you were there in your spiritual realm, you were thinking, and you had some concerns about all the things you have to do here today. You go, oh my God, I'm going to make it. Some challenge. But your spiritual friends were there to cheer you up, saying that you can do it and to support you, right? So you get here. In every reincarnation, some family, friends, mentors, and on purpose I put animals because pets are amazing. They really can support you. And also all the spiritual support that you receive at a spiritual centers, when you go to church, so when you meditate and pray. But these are things that you receive. But if you want to give a little push and go a little bit faster in your reincarnation and helping yourself, here's one thing you heard, education. Yes, if you educate yourself, you're gonna get, you know, learn all those tools that are gonna help you in this life so you can walk a little bit faster instead of 100 reincarnation, it could be 90, but less, because you're working on it. So education is the knowledge or skill obtained or developed by a learning process. And you may ask me, but what, Bernadette, please tell me what I need to educate myself in. I cannot say that. I really can't, because you should ask yourself, in what area does my life need improvement? It could be really something, going to school and study, or it could be just learning about how to organize your office. I'm sure everybody's office here, all the papers, no clutter and all organized. So just little things there that you can learn that improves your life and makes a difference. And then after you educate yourself, here's the important thing that's going to help this earth. What is there for me to learn that I'll be able to share with the world and make a difference? Because once you learn, it's pretty easy, you know, you just keep to yourself. And you're being selfish. Come on, that's not compassion. Once you learn, you got to share, right? And I hope it's a good thing. Okay, so here's you when you are enlightened, when you learn, when you educate yourself. You are the light there. And look, getting there. Yes! And this is you there on earth, the light that will come, and you see that you are the light there. So when you learn, you become this light on earth. There you go. and you say, now I'm just learning. No, you are enlightening this world, this planet at this moment. When you go to school, when you read a book, that's it. And when you share with the world, it's like, you know, it catches. You know, people can catch that from you. And it's a good thing to catch knowledge. So the person next to you, the other person next to you, and the other person next to you, and now imagine this planet shining. So you are part of this light. Every day, you can be the light in the world. Now, do you want to do it? Here's another thing that I hear, but you're talking to me about educating myself. You have no idea my life schedule. I don't have time. I'm really busy when I got home. All I want to do is relax because I'm too tired to learn anything. Right. And then you sit and watch TV. So you think you're not learning anything? Be careful what you'll be learning. Because you are there, you turn the news. Oh, murder, crimes, a bunch of negative things. There are good things on TV too. So that's why you have to be proactive and be careful what you are watching. And then after watching all those bad news, you're like, oh, I feel depressed. But that's okay because there are commercials about junk food. Are you there, pizza or any all of this junk food? You even go to your fridge, you open the fridge and you say, there is nothing good to eat. You mean a big piece of chocolate cake. And then you go back and you start watching more TV. What's the next commercial? The next one is about medicine. Because then you have a heart attack, heartburn, headache, obesity, or whatever. So when you say, I'm not learning anything, be careful, honey. Wake up, smell the coffee, because you might be learning something that's really bad and negative for you. So choose what you want to learn. Start right now. Another thing that we all do once in a while is called the near future list. Have you heard of that? I call those lists the things that we want to do, but we never do. We keep postponing. For example, I'm going to start a diet. When? On Monday. But we never say which Monday. I'm going to read a book. Which book? When? Next month. But we never say the year. Do you have a list like that? Huh? How many things do you have in your list of things that you say you're going to do and we keep putting off, you know, excuse and we don't do it? So what I'm inviting you today is to have your now list. Yes, you have your now list. Think of something that you need to learn, that you feel, you know what, I need to learn more about patience and read and do things and put in your list in one or two things the most and move forward. Keep going. What I notice is sometimes we go see speakers and then as we leave, we have a bunch of books. Right? We go home with a bunch of books. And then when we come home, because we are so busy, the books go to our near future list or goes on a shelf and becomes part of the furniture to impress the neighbor. The neighbor comes, go, wow, look at Bernadette, she reads a lot of books. No, I read half of it. I know I'm guilty too. So let's take those books out of our shelves, okay? And don't let them just become part of the furniture. Here's your now list. Here's you sitting on the books. Now go home today, or when you come home, get a book and read it. So I want to talk to you about one more thing, because when I was thinking about the education, I go, if I could educate the people, what would that be? What would be that specific thing? So I want to share with you first this list. What's the leading causes of death among children and adolescents, 5, 14, 15, 19 years old? Accidents, cancer, homicide. Accidents, homicide, suicide. And I don't like that picture. If you think, and I'm talking about natural cause, it's a lot of death there. There's no hope. The children, the teens, and a lot of people were. They don't know what to do. They don't understand the purpose of life. So if I could educate the world right now, what would it be? The value of life. Let's educate everybody in our community, in our house, in our spiritual center, everywhere we go, the importance of life, because we know in spiritism how life is important. How life is important for us. So let's think about that. What can I do to educate people? And as we talk about purposes, the goals, it brings us to our next topic, that is the Indigo and the Crystal Children. They both have specific purposes in life. Just looking at the picture, you can pretty much have an idea. I invite you to go online and do a research. So look at the Indigo Children, it's like, haha, I'm gonna do something. I'm, you know, researching, I'm a revolutionary. Look at all the Crystal Children, come. I think this picture speaks. The picture speaks for themselves. So Indigo Blue, they are Indigo Children because they have the Indigo Blue in their auras. And the Crystal Children, opalescent auras with multicolors and pastel hues. Your new generation of children were being born all over planet Earth. They are more evolved spirits that came from another world, dimensions, with the purpose to bring a great revolution in human race. They came here to give us a little push. Come on, Earth, it's time to move on. And I'm going to question your thinking. I'm going to question every parent, every school, every society. That's the Indigo Children. They came here. So let's see. They came to mash down old systems that no longer serve us in all areas. They have a warrior spirit. They are intellectually evolved, determination, strong-willed. I've worked with Indigo Children before, and it's they think, oh, they have ADHD, and they don't. They're just very curious. And it tests me constantly because I have to change my techniques when I'm teaching them, because they want to know about everything. They're moving. It's really interesting. Now, the Crystal Children, they came after the Indigo Children, and they came here to prepare the path. The Indigo Children came here to prepare the path for the Crystal Children. And they are more spiritually and morally evolved. So, we have to support them, understand them. Because if we do not do it, and we do not support, they can go to the wrong path. The Indigo Children, we need to know how to educate them, how to help them. Just say, oh, I have an Indigo child. Okay, so what are you doing? Do you know how to educate? Do you know how to support? Do you know how to help this child? So just to finish, I just want to remind you that you are a child of God. Let me tell you, God adores you. Wake up in the morning, say to yourself in the mirror, I'm adored. God adores me. And I'm just going to go and do my thing today because I know I am loved. You are adored. Say that to yourself. Your life is important. You have a purpose. Be proactive in what you want to educate yourself. Learn and share it with the world. Make a difference. Educate yourself and go there. Make a difference. Educate the world about the value of life. I ask you, if you have time in your hands, start a campaign, your spiritual center, of teaching, of helping, and educating people about the value of life. Educate yourself and others about the purpose of the Indigo and Crystal Children in our planet. And I want to just finish with that. Start on our list today. When you go home, look at that list. Get the book that's on the shelf and take action. Do it now. Thank you.